It is 5:31. This is the July 24th Woodway City Council meeting, rescheduled from earlier this month. Thank you all so much for being here, and really appreciate you taking the time to join us this afternoon. I'll open it right now at 5:31 p.m. All right, our first item on the agenda is our invocation, and I'm very pleased to welcome Pastor Renee Maciel from First Baptist Church Woodway. Pastor Renee, thank you so much for being here and for leading us in our invocation.
Thanks so much. I see this 3-minute time on a prayer. Pastors are not good at that. Let me first of all start out with the scripture. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I've carried you. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Let me pray. Father, we do pray. We pray for our community and our leaders and our ideas, our dreams. We ask that they always honor you. We ask that we always exalt you, Father, in what we do, that we be mindful of people that we care for, not ourselves, but others. Help us always to keep that in mind, Father, but also help us be mindful, Father, your purpose and your plan for our life. You use us with our giftedness, with our talents, with our abilities, and with all these leaders and city people that are involved, staff and all that are involved, Father, you have blessed them. You've gifted them. You've given this appointed time for them to be used in this community, Father, and I pray that you will watch over them. Give them the minds and the hearts and the spirits, Father, to care and love for the community they live in, Father. Thank you for loving us like you do. Thank you for this meeting together tonight. Bless these people. Bless our thoughts. Bless our ideas. We pray all these things in your precious and holy name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor Renee. Our second item on the agenda is our Pledge of Allegiance. If you're able, please rise as we give pledge to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item number 3. This is our discussion and consider action items. The first item on our list here this evening is discussion and consider action to renew participation in the Waco-McLennan County Public Health District for the term running October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2028, and authorizing the mayor to execute all documents in connection therewith. Point of order, council, do we have our representative here?
We invited a guest from the health district, and I don't see her here yet, so if you want to... Have you heard something?
As far as I know, she's
yeah. So if we could just
maybe Counselor, yeah.
Skip it and come back around to it towards the end of the night.
Okay. Counselor, are you okay if we leapfrog this one until our visitor gets here, our representative gets here?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Item number 4 is discussion and consider action on entering into an agreement with Walker Partners LLC to provide engineering services in connection with the Bosque Ground Storage Tank Rehabilitation Project in an amount not to exceed $37,050, and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to open it to discuss.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, your comments on item 4.
Just a few comments. We have a representative of Walker Partners here, Jacob Bell, with us today, but this project is to paint the exterior of the tank at the Bosque site. This was already a budgeted item, but in the recent TCEQ audit, this is one of their requests. They've given us a window to get the work done. If you have any other questions, this is just for the engineering component of the project, and we'll be bringing back to you probably sealed bids in the future once Walker Partners finishes their work. But we have representative Walker Partners and Mr. Norman here if you have any other questions.
Do I understand this is to paint the outside?
Yes, sir.
And it needs engineering to paint the outside?
This is Mr. Jacob Bell with Walker Partners.
Yes, sir. Jacob Bell with Walker Partners. So in the state of Texas, basically for a public entity to request bids for certain types of projects, which this one certainly qualifies as, engineering specifications and documents have to be prepared for those documents to be bid out to a contractor. So what we'll do is work with city staff and assess the condition. The painting is one aspect of it. There are some other features and accessories a part of the tank that may need to be replaced, and so we'll work with staff. One of the challenges on this, there is a limited construction budget, so we'll work to identify the items we think are the must-haves, and if there's any optional items, we'll call those what we would call an alternate bid, so that when the bids come in, you have an option to choose whether to award them or not.
So this $37,050 is just for the engineering part?
Yeah, so the fees, yes, sir, the fees are broken down further in the proposal. I don't know if that is in your packet, but basically there is $9,550 for the design that's preparing the documents. And then in the bid phase and working to with the city to put out the advertisement for bids and then review the bids, answer any bidder questions is $4,000. And then during construction, the contractor will have documents that they submit that have to be reviewed, and we will work to make sure they're in compliance with the bid documents at $6,000. That totals up to about $20,000 of the work, and then there's $17,000 in there for inspection, basically during the construction.
What would the total project estimated be?
$250,000 is the construction budget.
So about 15% engineering.
Yeah, so the what we call basic services, which is design, bid, and construction administration, again, is $20,000. So that's, you know, in the 7 to 8% range of construction, which is pretty typical on a design project. The what's called resident project representative, the $17,500 is inspection, and we basically estimated 2 months at 16 hours a week. Essentially of inspection time. So coming out the critical moments of the project, it won't be full time.
And it's not just painting. There might be some other things.
Correct. Correct. Painting is the key item, though. If you got a picture, I don't know if it's in your package. I mean, it's obvious it's due.
And some other maintenance work in there.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Didn't we vote on something about this a while back? For some reason, I remember that we voted on something that the budget had more than enough money to cover, or am I thinking about another project?
I think it was another project.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first time I remember.
I don't know the specific project, but I remember the discussion.
This is the Bosky one that I remember asking about. Was there going to be any service issues? Maybe it was a pump or something for that area, because I know a lot of people in that area. And it was not. So it's all the questions I have.
Any other questions for Mr. Bell? Okay, sir.
Thank you.
If you'll just have a seat, we may have some more questions. Any public comment on item number 4? Okay. There being none, I will consider a motion on this item, please.
I move that we enter into an agreement with Walker Partners to provide engineering services in connection with the Bosky Ground Storage Tank Rehabilitation Project in an amount not to exceed $37,550.
So moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Mr. Bell. Thank you, Walker Partners. Mrs. Barkley, I want to move up to item number 3 now. I see our representative has arrived, so welcome. We'll have a chance to introduce you here in just a second, but please come and have a seat up here because you're going to be up here at the podium in a second. Item number 3 is discussion, consider action to renew participation in the Waco-McLennan County Public Health District for the term running October 1st, 2023. Through September 30th, 2028, and authorizing the mayor to execute all documents in connection therewith. May I have a motion to open this up for discussion?
Please? I'll make a motion to open up for discussion.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, your comments, please.
I just want to welcome Ms. Horn, the executive director from the Health District, with us to give her presentation and answer your questions that you have. Thank you.
Wonderful. Welcome, Ms. Horn.
Thank y'all so much. Yeah, that's fine. So to start, I need to apologize for my tardiness. Okay. I'm so, so sorry.
It's
there was
okay.
actual traffic on Waco Drive today. So I was like, So I'll just start off. Well, good afternoon, evening to all of you, the mayor and council members. Thank you all for the opportunity to share the updates to the cooperative agreement for fiscal years 24 through 28. Let me get to that slide. This evening, I'll cover the following topics: an overview of the health district services, public health services in the city of Woodway, funding changes approved by the Health Advisory Board, and then contributions from collaborative agreement member jurisdictions for FY 24 through 28. To start, I want to make sure you all have a really good understanding of what happens at the health district. I know prior to COVID, public health was kind of in the shadows and behind the scenes, but we've always been there working really, really hard. The Waco-McLennan County Public Health District is comprised of 6 divisions staffed by public health professionals from within our community that are dedicated to impacting the health outcomes of our family, friends, and neighbors that live and play here in the county alongside of us. This is just a really brief organizational chart of the health district, but it doesn't show the depth of our health district. We actually have capacity for about 104 employees, so I think it's really important to acknowledge that, and that might be in one of my later slides. Our environmental health program specifically will be highlighted on the upcoming slide, but I want to make sure we discuss other services provided. The HIV-STI division provides case management and care coordination and services for McLennan County residents living with HIV and AIDS, as well as providing HIV and STI testing and public health follow-up to decrease the spread of sexually transmitted infections. We know that a healthy start is the key to success, and our Women, Infant, and Children program provides supplemental nutrition and breastfeeding support to parents and children up to age 5. And this program has a lower eligibility level than traditional SNAP benefits. So we have family members from all across our county that can benefit from SNAP benefits. The newest division to the health district is our Health Equity Promotion and Prevention Division. And HEP is where we have all of our more traditional programs, which include health education. We implement our public health emergency preparedness plans alongside the McLennan County Office of Emergency Management. And over the last 3 years, the county has become very familiar with the work of our epidemiology team and the work they do to investigate reportable infectious diseases that can have a negative impact on the public's health. The Public Health Nursing Division is the home of our Texas Vaccine for Children and Adult Safety Net vaccine programs, and the immunization team works with providers enrolled in TVFC and ASN to maintain compliance for these programs. Our tuberculosis elimination nurses and staff case manage people live in our community that have active TB infection or latent TB infection. And we do direct observe therapy where we take TB drugs directly to the clients that may need TB management. And our vaccine capacity has increased tremendously due to some of the funding we've received to help push out our COVID-19 vaccines. Birth and death certificates are issued through our vital statistics office, and this is by far the busiest area in the health district most days. We can see well over 150 to 200 clients a day. The team is customer service focused and has worked to ensure accurate delivery of birth and death certificates to our community members. Go to the next. So over the course of a person's lifespan, they'll receive public health services at different points of their life. It's not like it's a one time you come to the health district and we do something for you, but all the time public health is working. So if you look in the center of this little diagram, it talks about epidemiology, emergency preparedness, and administration. And that's that background public health work that's always happening. But it's really important for us to talk about what happens through the life of a person, specifically a woman for this explanation, just because it was easier to do. But prior to becoming pregnant, a woman can benefit from the health district services, such as receiving testing for STIs, education on pregnancy prevention, and even STI prevention and regular vaccines. After becoming pregnant, parents and children benefit from both parents receiving recommended adult vaccines prior to delivery and the mother being enrolled in our Women, Infant, and Children and Nutrition Program. And at every phase of life, community members, young and old, benefit from the services of the health district. Preschool children reap the benefits of our environmental health services due to our inspectors and registered sanitarians working along state licensing agents to provide annual inspections to child care centers. And at some point, most residents will request either a birth or a death certificate from our vital statistics office. And the work done at the health district is data-driven, focused on prevention and health promotion and excellence and efficiency. Data-driven, but always people-centered, because we know that people are what makes our community a community. So to tell y'all a little bit about environmental health work, you can go to the next slide, in Woodway, currently, to start, our environmental health division is made up of registered sanitarians and health inspectors that provide restaurant, school, daycare, and pool inspections across the county, as well as the administration of our on-site sewage facilities program. Each office is also staffed by health office specialists that maintain the day-to-day functions of the division. This slide gives you an overview of the environmental health services provided in the city of Woodway. Basically, at least two inspections are done each year on each facility, but right now we have about 233 permits here in Woodway. And that's a significant number because the average salary of a health inspector is a little over $51,000, and our request for our annual contribution from you all is well under that amount. Other public health services offered to Woodway residents, you can go ahead. Our immunizations clinic saw 202 clients over the past year. TB elimination has taken care of about 48 clients since February of 2022 to June of 2023. The HIV STI slide, it's little, but we currently have six of your residents that are on our case management services for HIV that are living with HIV. And it's really important that people stay in care and treatment as well as we do the case management services, because that's how we decrease the spread of HIV. We've tested about 31 of your residents this year for some type of HIV or a different STI, and our clinic has seen 35 of your community members. And we have 115 families from Woodway enrolled in our WIC program at this point. Go to the next slide. So some of the changes to the funding structure were the changes to the funding structure were approved by the Health Advisory Board during our April board meeting and are based on an increased cost associated with delivering public health services. Over the last 3 years, we've seen a steady increase in the cost of supplies and an increase in the cost to recruit and retain qualified public health professionals. And also, I want to make sure I note that the cost of living in the McLennan County area has increased drastically. So that's also impacted our ability to recruit young professionals to the area that may have to rent or purchase a home here because it's a little bit pricier than it has been in the past. It's proposed that the increase will be 35 cents per resident per year, ending in a five-year contribution of $4.75 per person. So as you can see, that's each city's contribution, and then the county gives a different contribution, but they contribute for every resident in the county. The next slide, please. This spreadsheet estimates that the contributions that will be made by each funded jurisdiction to the health district based on the 2020 U.S. Census. The highlighted cities have historically been unfunded cities, but each year we invite them to fund. We never just say okay. But because they're not a part of the interlocal agreement, there are some changes in the way the fee structure is set up for those cities. Please direct your attention to the arrow. Based on the 2020 U.S. Census, the city of Woodway will contribute to the health district based on 9,383 residents. In fiscal year 2024, the contribution will be $3.35 per resident, totaling $31,433.05. Each year, as explained previously, the contribution will increase by 35 cents, ending at $4.75 in fiscal year 2028. Totaling $44,569.25. This still is well under the amount of the $51,000 it takes annually just to take care of your sanitarian needs and health inspection needs. So this just is a breakdown of our total source of funding. As you can see, the city of Waco provides about 56% of the operating budget for the health district. I wanted to make sure I included that so you all can kind of see who all contributes and how it happens. And our member city contributions are only about 5%. Revenue for services includes any of the fees that we may take up, as well as insurance claims that we make over the course of the year. So if you all have any questions, I'm free to open to answer any of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Horn. You. We're going to open it up for questions here. This was a...
That's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait.
This was a request from council to have the McLennan County Health District come and explain a little bit more about what they do and how they engage. So
it helps.
Feel free, please, to ask any questions.
Thank you. As I understand it, there's only one level of financial participation. It's the $3.35 per resident or zero. Mm-hmm. You don't have any tiered levels.
No, not for cities. No, sir. For the county, they pay a discounted rate per resident because they're paying for each person in the county, not just those living outside of jurisdictions.
On top of what we're paying.
On top of what we're paying. But if you go back to that original, can you go back like one slide, I think, for the financials? So you can still see that the city of Waco is carrying the bulk of the burden for the health district in the blue area, and the city contributes to us about $3.4 million annually.
That's the 5% that you show there?
No, the 56%, the big blue, is the city of Waco.
Yes, but all of the...
All the other member city contributions are the 5%. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we'd be in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, I thought I read somewhere that you provide a service of mosquito control. Is that correct?
Not mosquito control, but vector control education as a part of our environmental health services. So annually, we purchase a large amount of DEET and mosquito dunts. So like off in mosquito dunts, and we distribute it across the community based on need. And we try to make sure that parks departments have access to it. Any place where there are going to be a lot of kids congregating in the summer where there might be mosquitoes, because the goal is to decrease the risk of West Nile infection. And that's kind of an annual project that happens across the
county. Do you know if in, say, the past 5 years, the organization has in fact done that with our parks department in providing them with anything for mosquito, insect control?
I can't confirm or deny that. I'm sorry, sir. But we can definitely put that on our list of things to do.
Well, it's funny. I just coincidentally saw an article that there's a huge increase in the West Nile virus in Central Texas. And so it just prompted the question.
Well, we still have some mosquito control, or like some DEET and some mosquito dunts available that we could definitely get out here to you all. It's an easy fix.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
Can
you.
This contract be amended instead of having a 5-year contract, have an annual contract so we can approve it each year?
As it stands, it's just been a 5-year contribution. Dr. Obrey may have a little bit more insight on the past of how you all have handled the agreement, but this is my first year actually doing this process, so please give me a little bit of grace. I'll ask, but as it stands, it's been a 5-year contract just because it's easier for us to plan. But what we also want, I also want to make sure you understand, is that if we ever get an influx of grant funds, because we really hope CDC will release some kind of unrestricted funds over the next few years. If that happens, then we may have an opportunity to go back and revisit the contract and figure out a way to lessen the burden for the cities. But still, at the current rate, it's still a relatively inexpensive contract for the amount of services that the health district's able to provide to your residents.
We're committing to a 50% increase over the 5 years.
But that's not just you. That's everybody. So if you'll see, there's an increase.
I'm not so much concerned about the other cities.
Yeah.
Concerned about us. And that's why I'm saying it would be nice to have an annual renewal on this. So that way we can see if it's still working. Right now, I believe it is. But it would just be nice to have that built into the contract.
Just
I would think that would be more up to your situation on
whether or not you could make that an annual renewal contract for us.
That'll be something I'll have to take back to the board. I can't make that decision without, you know, contacting our city attorney as well.
I think I'd be much more inclined towards that, since we're talking about actually servicing less than 2.5% of the Woodway residents with this program. And I'm just looking at the holistic picture from that standpoint.
But can you remind me what you said about the $30,000 that it takes for inspections and all of that, or the...
Yeah, the amount.
We are only paying 30.
Yes. So if you'll go back probably to about slide 4 or 5.
I think we're paying $28,149,000. This coming year, we'd be paying $31,400.
So currently, though, you have 223 environmental health permits placed in the county. So that means that our sanitarians or health inspectors have to go out and do an inspection. And the average cost of an inspector is $51,500. And in order to maintain that level of inspection service, you would need a whole FTE. That's not something you could do with a part-time person efficiently or effectively. And because of that, I feel like every resident of Woodway benefits from the services of the health district, because I think it's safe to say that most of us eat out at least once a month. And one of the things that we want to know for sure is when we go out to eat is that the food and the quality of the food is correct and safe.
And your group is the only...
We're the only ones that offer that service in the county right now.
For restaurants and mm-hmm. grocery stores and that.
Yes, sir.
So when you look at the total numbers, then we're not just talking about 20-some people. We're talking about community-wide. Mm-hmm. There's an untold number of individuals that are going to benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really calculate, per se, per capita, what the cost is per individual. And then individuals could have multiple opportunities to be served as well, correct?
For sure.
And also, as far as the long-term, the five-year contract is a locked-in five-year contract. And even if you guys wanted to go back and change it, we have to agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so locking that number in, and I would be interested to know a little bit more specifically about what has transpired in the past as far as David said, you know, it was a 50% bump. Why did we have such a tremendous amount of increase? Is it because you guys were holding back over the years and the city of Waco was covering the cost?
That's exactly
why. If
that's
the case, that would be something that would be interesting for us to know.
Do you have an answer to that?
Yeah, so Councilmember Williams, it's kind of twofold. It goes with the cost of recruiting trained public health professionals. We can hire people that are not trained, and we get the results of having staff that are hired that are not trained in public health. And that means lower quality programming, lower quality investigation. And even with our sanitarian staff, we have only 2 health inspectors in the rest of our team or licensed registered sanitarians. So that gives them an opportunity to do a higher level of work for our community members. So to start, just the ability to recruit people. As you all know, the cost of everything has increased dramatically. And some of the supplies that we paid a minimal amount for over the past few years has increased tremendously. For example, the paper that we print birth certificates on, it's a sole source. One person in the whole state provides this paper. It's about $30,000 a year for us to do that. And that's increased by $12,000 over the last 3 years.
So if we had a one-year contract,
I'm come back and ask for the same. Exactly.
You're going to pass that cost on to us, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
If you have a five-year contract, you're going to eat that cost.
Yes. And that's what typically has happened. And we do have a health fund balance that over the last year we've had to use some of the balance of our fund to make ourselves whole as a health district. And we're not hiring any staff that we don't need. Like, we're still running a pretty slim operation.
But going back to what John's saying, it would be helpful to see in a five-year period of time, just picking 5 years, because we're talking about 5 years, how much has cost increased over the past 5 years?
Previous 5 years.
It seems a little heavy to agree blanket, just a blanket agreement for us to increase this 50% in 5 years?
I can get the information about how the increase has happened over the last 5 years, but I do know for a fact that the city of Waco has made up the difference. And going back to that $3.8 million versus the 5% from the funding cities, it's a huge difference. And if they paid exactly what all the other cities pay, there's no way we could run the kind of health district that we operate.
So are you saying that part of this is to bring it into equity?
It doesn't create any equity because the city's still going to always make up our shortcoming.
Don't we have a cutoff date that we need to make a decision on this?
For sure, before October 1st, before the start October of the fiscal 1st. Year. Yeah, we.
So we got plenty of time for you to get back to us on some losing.
Don't stress me out. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let me do the hard sell. Come on.
When you do come back, would it be possible to get the figures for the past 5 years of the Woodway residents that have been serviced by your programs?
I can try. That's going to be a big lift. I can try because our data systems are not great, but I definitely can try.
But I think if you can provide the same similar type of information, that would be helpful for us to understand why that cost has escalated. You know, a 50% bump is a nice chunk.
But unfortunately, COVID's going to be factored into that too.
But that could be a valid reason.
Yeah,
they're not going to scale back because of what happened to COVID.
No,
they're ramping things up because of what we've learned from COVID.
Absolutely, we need to maintain the level of service that we are able to scale up to, and because of some of the increased grant funds that we had, like the 12 positions that we added since COVID, we'll be able to maintain 8, and none of them will come out of these general revenue funds. They'll all be on grant funds. We'll maintain 8 for the next 5 years.
I would also love to make sure that our residents know what they have access to, because I do think that more people would utilize the services if they knew about them, that we're already paying for them.
Absolutely.
To have these things.
For sure.
How is it explained to the community or letting the community know? What are the sources that you?
So, of course, we have a website. We do social media posts. But a lot of the work that happens at the health district is kind of word of mouth or from providers. So private providers will refer their patients to the health district, especially if they have an insurance gap or if they're underinsured around vaccines. Almost all the OBs that have newly pregnant women will make a referral to us for WIC. So that's why we maintain about 6,000 to 7,000 WIC clients, you know, at all times, because we're always getting more referrals for WIC. And I think it seems like small numbers when you look at the grand scheme of your population. But I think what I would like to reiterate is the importance of making sure that everyone in this community has access to whatever service they need. And I think that it's really important for some of us that have a little bit more means to make these services available to community members that may not have it.
I'm wondering if maybe we could have the staff put a link on our website to this to explain, you know, like you said, make it where it's available, saying we pay in for this. You know, the citizens could use this. So I don't know if we've got enough people going to our website, but that's just a thought.
Or even in a teeny little snippet in a upcoming newsletter.
Wonderful. Our public safety does a great job on social media.
Let's keep it to the agreement. Let's keep it on the agreement.
A lot of options.
Any other questions for Ms. Horn?
And I take it you will check and see if it's there. If there is a possibility of doing this on a year-by-year basis as opposed to a five-year contract.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
This is an interlocal agreement with 11 cities in the county, so this is it's a bit of a bigger piece for us to slice ourselves out, but we can certainly look into that. But it's not just a contract between the Woodland Health District. This is an interlocal cooperative agreement with us and all of our members.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, I wonder if maybe we could have citizens ask some questions of her, just in case they've got other things that we might have missed.
Oh, yeah, that's the next part. I just want to make sure that we get our questions asked before I sit her down.
I want to go, if I can ask a question of the city attorney. Your point of it's not only a agreement between the city and the health district, if we want to make this amendment, we have to negotiate with the other 10 or 11 cities, is what you're saying, too?
Well, it may affect their position and their financial stake. It would affect everybody that's a party to the cooperative agreement.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Horn, thank you for that very detailed explanation. I learned something new today. I didn't know all that you guys do, and I'm actually very grateful for all the work that you do. And if there was one Woodway citizen who is getting benefits from y'all, I'd be for you guys.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter to me if it's one or 10. You provide services that nobody else is offering. Mm-hmm. So I want to say thank you for what you're doing. And we're talking money these days, so we have to be careful with how we spend our funds. So that's the reason for the questions.
Absolutely. I understand that.
But I want to say thank you for all that you're doing, sincerely. If you wouldn't mind having a seat right next to Mr. Michael over here, I'm going to open it up for citizen comments or citizen questions. Does anybody have any questions for council or for the health district or would like to comment on this item? Okay, there being,
not a question, just a comment. Lori Witzel here in Woodway. And you had already mentioned it. I think this is very important to let our community know that they have these services because I, like you, just learned all this today. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I think that is very important. If we can add that to our city website, newsletter, regularly, I think people would be really happy to know this.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Caleb Loudermy. I don't think that this is, I think this is way too much of a question of like, should we or should we not? When ultimately, I think if it's serving any members of our community, that it shouldn't really be a further question in breaking apart like, okay, if we're only getting 2.5% of community involvement in certain aspects, ultimately that's enough based on even a 50% increase in cost just due to what it serves. So I think ultimately trying to break it down and pick it apart further is only going to hurt long term, whereas if it's benefiting some residents, that's better than none. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other comments, public comments? Okay. Council, I just want to get your feel for this. The item is to actually decide on whether to renew participation with them, but I will, I'm open to hearing what you'd like to do.
Yeah, until we get a little bit more. We're leaning yes.
I personally do not need any more information in order to move forward. I feel like it is us being good neighbors and doing our part, and I think if we can inform our citizens more about what is available to them, that number of how many people are served, that percentage will increase. And if the numbers that I saw were enough for me to want to continue these services without question for our citizens.
Okay. All righty. Our next scheduled meeting is on the 14th. Is that right?
Yes.
August 14th. If we were to postpone this item until then, would that give you enough time to get us all our answers, Ms. Horn?
I sure can try.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Because we want to get you an answer before your deadline. I'm going to entertain a motion on what to do, and then we can vote from there. So,
a motion on postponing
till
the 14th.
Till the 14th.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'll second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded.
Yeah.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. Nay. All right. The ayes have it, and the motion passes. This item is postponed until the 14th. Thank you all. Thank you, Ms. Horn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we've already discussed item number four. We're moving on to item number five, discussion and action on resolution R-23-12. To consider waiver of penalties and interest on delinquent ad valorem taxes pursuant to Texas Tax Code 33.011A1 for Encore Electric Delivery Company, LLC, due to the closure of city, county, and federal offices on January 31st, 2023, and February 1st, 2023, due to severe weather in the region. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, your comments on this, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. You have seen these come before you two or three times now in the past. Mr. Baldwin with Encore is here to answer any questions, but basically it is referring back to the freeze and the snow where we had to close local, state, county, and federal offices, and it also fell during the time that the property taxes were due. Since all the offices were closed, some people that tried to transact business on that date were unable to make the payment and received a 6% penalty and the 1% interest. And according to the tax code, they can ask for relief, and Encore is here asking for relief because they fell victim to the bad weather just like some of the other people. And so they're asking for this, and you have to consider it and approve it as an agenda item. Mr. Baldwin is here answering your question. We've double-checked and verified all their information that's submitted like the staff did in the past, and it meets the threshold of the requirement.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Mr. Baldwin, if you wouldn't mind coming to the podium, just saying, introduce yourself, and any questions for him you can ask afterwards.
Yes, I'm Michael Baldwin. I'm the South Region Manager for Encore. I office in Waco. And I've got a few statements. I've got a statement I'd like to read if I could.
Sir.
That'd be fine. Thank you. Mayor, Council, Dr. Ubrey, Encore paid its property taxes on time. An investigation led to the discovery that about 20 packages, envelopes, that were delivered to the post office were mishandled by the post office and were not processed along with other packages Encore delivered to the post office on January 31st. 2023. That particular day, the post office, I believe, had one worker, and we had every county, we had every tax package that we delivered to the post office. Encore complied to its legal obligation when it delivered the payments to the post office for mailing. We are confident that upon review of the courts, we'll hold that Encore made payment in a timely manner. It's also important to note that before Encore learned that the post office had found and delivered the additional packages, Encore reissued checks to jurisdictions that had not been paid. Most jurisdictions have waived the penalties, interest, and collection fees. So on Thursday, July 6, McLennan County approved Encore's request and passed a resolution to waive penalties and fees. In addition, Lorena, Beverly Hills, and Bruce Valetti have also taken action and approved the waiver request.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your comments. Council, any questions for Mr. Baldwin or city staff?
No. We've seen this before.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. If you wouldn't mind having a seat. Any public comment on this item? All righty. There being no public comment, I'll entertain a motion on item number five.
I'll make a motion on the resolution R-23-12. Waiving the penalties and interest in the delinquent ad valorem tax on Texas tax code 33-0.011A-1 on Encore Delivery Service Delivery Company LLC.
Thank you. It's been moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, sir. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Item number six is discussion and consider action to designate American Bank the entity with the most advantageous proposal in response to RFP 23-07 for bank depository services to serve as a depository for municipal funds in accordance with Tax LOC Government Code Chapter 105, authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, your comments on number six, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is to approve, as recommended by staff, American Bank to be our banking depository services provider. We are rolling off a current contract, a five-year contract with First National Bank of Central Texas, which expires September 30th. We sent out requests for proposals to the local banking institutions and also advertised for proposals to the Waco Tribune Herald. And we received a total of four submittal of proposals. After we went over the proposals, the best and most advantageous for the city would be American Bank. They submitted all required financial institution information, waived all service charges, proposed a money market account interest rate equal to the current Fed fund rate, less 0.35 basis points, which will accrue daily. And staff recommends American Bank. We have two representatives of American Bank here. If you have any questions that you need to pose from them, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Mr. Niemer, Suzanne, anything to share with the council?
Could I make a comment?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Appreciate the opportunity, Mayor, City Council. Looking forward to working with the city, longtime resident, longtime member of this community. American Bank has been in business for 70 years within the community. We have offices here in Woodway as well, and excited to be working with the council, with the city manager, and the mayor as well.
Thank you, Mr. Niemer.
I'm Richard Hess, 7600 Old McGregor Road, and I'm a former banker. And I know the banking industry as a whole has had some very concerning happenings. We've had some banks fail. Does anyone know what the rating is of the American Bank?
Mr. Niemer, do we know the rating?
Yeah. Can you reiterate that?
The bank has a five-star Bauer rating. The bank has also passed all ratings with FDIC, just completed its annual review less than a year ago and came through with a satisfactory review.
Thank you, sir. You can have a seat. Thank you, Mr. Niemer. Council, any questions for American Bank or for the city manager? Okay. There being none, I'll entertain a motion on item number six, please.
I make a motion that we designate American Bank as the entity with the most advantageous proposal in response to RFP 23-07 for bank depository services to serve as a depository for municipal funds in accordance with Texas LOC Government Code CH-105. And authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Thank you, American Bank. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Welcome to the team. All right, item number seven is discussion and consider action on adopting ordinance 23-07, amending the 2022-2023 annual budget to appropriate $193,500 of unbudgeted revenues in the general fund to the following general fund departments: $75,000 to non-departmental, $60,000 to the Carling Bright Arboretum, $33,300 to public buildings, $10,200 to finance, $10,000 to inspections, and $5,000 to municipal court. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, item seven, please.
Thank you, Mayor Council. Usually see this at the end of the fiscal year where the finance director trues up everything. The auditors that you currently have ask that you do this twice a year. Normally you would see it at June or July. There was really no need to bring it to you at that point, but now there's a couple of items that need to be increased in the budget, and the auditors ask for you to do it now to make these reflections. You'll make another one at the end of the fiscal year like you've always done in the past, but this new one during the current year, fiscal year, is new for you. As the mayor said, those are the increased areas that we need to put the monies into, and the staff is recommending to move those funds if you approve such.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Council?
I just have a question as to why is the figure for Atmos Gas 275% greater than the anticipated expense?
I would, without looking at the record, I think two things happened. More units of gas were sold, which that's what you get a franchise fee based on, is the amount of their gross receipts. And the second one is there was an increase in the rate. We don't know when they proposed those increases. They're called, I forget what the acronym is, but annually or whenever Atmos feels the necessary need to, they could ask the PU, nothing, the Railroad Commission for a rate increase, and they did during this year. Or the previous year before we planned the budget.
It just seems like a lot.
Any other questions or comments on this item? All right, any public comments? Yes, ma'am.
I have a quick question.
Yes, ma'am, just your name. Like your name, please.
Barbara Tipton, 416 Woodfall Drive.
Thank you, ma'am.
Woodway. Could you give us, like, do you have a breakdown of what each of these items are for, are going to be used for?
There is.
Or do you all have that and we just don't have it?
Go ahead, if you've got it pulled up.
So I have it pulled up. So whereas the general fund actual collections have exceeded projected revenues, and whereas departments have incurred additional costs that exceed or will exceed their budgeted allotments due to the following unforeseen expenses. One, non-departmental has incurred an increase in legal fees due to change in city attorney and volume of usage, an increased professional fees from Kinley Horn due to the scope of work. Two, Carling Bright Arboretum has incurred additional costs from reopening of the Arboretum grounds and unexpected costs related to replacing two transformers and various maintenance and repairs. Three, Public Buildings has incurred additional costs to replace generators at Community Services and City Hall's AC unit in the server room, and the increased cost of natural gas has led to overages in gas services expenditures. Four, finance has incurred additional costs in connection with its former finance director's vacation payout, increased printing costs, and required continuous professional education to maintain the finance director's CPA license. Five, inspections has incurred additional costs for the traffic survey on estates and increased volume of commercial plan reviews. And six, municipal court has incurred additional costs for legal fees incurred from the city judge and city prosecutor due to an increase in activity and rate charged.
These are all spent costs.
Sir?
These are all costs that we've already paid these things. The overruns.
Just having to move the money around.
I would say that 95% of them.
Okay.
I think like that air conditioner at the public safety building.
I think what she might be asking is, like, for instance, Atmos Gas basically tripled, you know, from $136,000 to $373,000. Let me explain why. Dispatch services went up from $24,000 to $40,000, $16,000. We have a father-daughter dance that wasn't budgeted that was $9,500. Alarm monitoring that looks like we had budget of $15,000. We're taking that off. And collection road usage fee, we had budgeted for $54,000, and we didn't have any actual on that. But the point is there's a lot of other things going on. We can talk about the legal fees, some of the other issues, but it sounds like it's money that's been spent, and now it's just doing the paperwork to make sure it's in the right categories, if I understand it correctly.
The city manager has to come to us to ask permission to move these funds around, so that's what this item is for. So
we just don't get the information. We don't have that information. Thank
it's you. Deep packet stuff.
Yeah.
If there's no access to any of that information to the public, that's for y'all to.
The packet that we're referring to, that Councilman Russell is referring to, has banking information on it, has some other proprietary info on it. So I think that's what, and our packet in general has
sure. Got it.
Items. So that's why the agenda is not provided in its entirety.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so we're doing some bank transfers here. Any other questions? Any public comments? Okay, I'll entertain a motion then on item number 7, please. On adopting the ordinance 23-07.
I make a motion that we adopt ordinance 23-07, amending the 2022-2023 annual budget to the appropriate $193,500 of unbudgeted revenues in the general fund to the following general fund departments: $75,000 to non-departmental, $60,000 to the Carling Bright Arboretum, $33,300 to public buildings, $10,200 to finance, and $10,000 to inspections, and $5,000 to municipal court.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Oh, thank you. Yeah, because this is an ordinance. Ordinance 23-07. An ordinance of the City of Woodway, Texas, adopting Amendment Number 1 to the budget of the City of Woodway, Texas, for its fiscal year 22-23, by providing detailed line increases, by making supplemental appropriations, declaring this a matter of grave public necessity, providing for severability, and providing for the effective date thereof. Motion again? No, it's good. Okay. Ordinance has been read. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion passes to approve ordinance, to adopt ordinance 23-07. Thank you all very much. All right, moving on to items related to the proposed 23-24 annual budget and proposed 23 ad valorem tax rate. Item number 8, this is follow-up discussion with input and questions from council concerning the proposed budget and tax rate. This is just a chance for us to have any follow-up conversations from our workshop. If anybody has anything they'd like to ask. I have a question. When would y'all like to have the next workshop?
Our next meeting is on the 14th.
You just want to do an earlier, do a double header again? I hate to do double headers because it puts everybody out late, but if that's what y'all want to do, good with it?
We don't have to trouble on the staff. You know, having a different day.
All right, if it's okay with you guys. All right, everybody good? All right, Mr. Manager, could we have another budget workshop, please, on August 14th at 4 p.m.? Thank you. And there'll be a regular scheduled city council meeting at 5:30 that afternoon. By then, we should have some certified tax rolls.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
We should have no new tax rate and voter rollback.
Great.
Perfect.
Great. Okay. Very good. If everybody's good with that, and no other questions, We'll move to item number nine, consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items, which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Council, you have the consent agenda in front of you. Are there any items that you would like removed for separate discussion?
I'd like to pull out the Woodway Council minutes for June 2023.
Okay, item 9B. Ms. Barkley, I'm pulling 9B out for separate discussion. Anything else? Okay, Mr. Manager, any comments on?
Just one item. Staff is replacing its board member. We have a vote for that. We submitted Chief Hilhalabi's name. Fortunately, he didn't make the cut, but we would like for you to support Ryan Holt in casting our vote for the replacement of the McLennan County 911 emergency assistance.
All righty.
Henry's an old friend, but Ryan Holt is the right one.
Okay, so I will entertain a motion on approving consent agenda 9A and 9C, please.
I'll make a motion to approve consent agendas 9A and 9C.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The consent agenda items 9A and 9C are approved. Thank you all. Item 9B of the consent agenda is discussion and consider action on the minutes of the special city council meeting held June 20th, 2023 at 5:30 p.m. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Russell.
There's just a couple of little corrections. One, it says we met in the special meeting room, training room. We met here, so it's not a big deal there, but it needs to be corrected. Also, of course, it's always difficult on minutes to get all the information out, but also be brief. Our city attorney was talking about this during one of the planning and zoning meetings, that we could have the option of having recorded our recordings put out either separately or with this. I would like to see our recordings put on the website.
Was this on the minutes? Was this on the minutes or is this separate?
The problem is the minutes doesn't give all the information. Like, for instance, when it talked about my discussion of the homestead exemption, it really didn't go into near enough detail. I'm not saying anybody did a wrong thing. It's hard to get all the information, but basically all it said was, I referred to the memo about the average home values, the breakdown, homestead, and I did not support it to be, I say it says, does not support this and recommend 50,000 homestead exemption to be paid out of the surplus. There was a lot more information about how much money it would cost.
Okay.
Everything else.
Do you have an amendment that you'd like to make?
I'd like to see our recordings be put on the agenda.
Councilmember Russell, I'd like to stop us there. We're not posted for an action on recordings. If that's something we want to put on a future agenda and discuss then, that would be the appropriate way to handle that. This action considers what to do with the minutes from
whether the minutes, like I said, it didn't put in there what the actual cost to the budget was. I think that's an important part. So I'd like to see that part added to the minutes.
Okay. So Council Member Russell is asking for the amount of the budget.
The amount of cost of what the homestead exemption I was recommending, which it was $600,000, would cost the city budget. So okay. That way we have a little more information behind that.
Mr. Shaw, how do we enter in amendments? What's the process for that? Is that a vote or is that just a request that's made offline? How does that work?
Well, there's a couple ways you can do it. One would be to just verbally amend, and then the city secretary could record that before it is approved. You can take a break and amend the minutes in writing and then reconvene
Okay. But verbally, we can make that change. Okay. So how about this? If it's okay with you, why don't you just, for the sake of the order, why don't you dictate the amendment that you'd like?
Okay.
And then we will vote on that amendment, I guess, to go in there.
Well,
I haven't done one of these before, so I'm.
Well, of course, the first thing is it was not in the training room.
Okay.
So it should be in the chambers. And then the other part would be does not support and recommends a $50,000 homestead exemption to be paid out of surplus at a cost of $600,000.
Okay. Ms. Barclay, has that been captured? Okay. After Ms. Barclay captures it, we'll vote on that amendment. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me do it a different way. Can you? Could we?
What? Hold that thought.
Okay.
Why don't we bring these back to you, where she can listen to the audio, confirm what he said. If there's a mix-up, they can talk.
Okay.
Represent these minutes to you at a later date.
That's okay. Exactly what I was about to
that's
say.
That's what I thought you were.
Yeah, that's
say.
Exactly what I was about to say. Because she doesn't have to do that right this second. Are you okay with that, Mr.
Sure.
Russell?
That's
okay.
Yeah.
So we'll postpone approving these minutes till the next agenda.
Okay. Great. Item 9B is going to be postponed to the next meeting.
The 14th of August.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mayor, I'd recommend for the minutes for this meeting to move the table.
Do what?
To move the table.
Okay. Do you want to? I'll make a motion that we postpone item 9B, which is considering action on the minutes of the special city council meeting held June 20th, 2023 at 5:30 p.m.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and item 9B is postponed. Thank you all.
May I ask a question?
Okay. Item number 11.
Question?
Yes, sir. Is it about the consent agenda?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We're about to go into hear visitors, so you'll have time to ask.
It's just
because I closed the consent agenda. That's why.
Yes.
Okay. Just hang on 1 second. I'll get you up here. 1 second. Because I just closed it. That's why.
Yeah.
All right. Item number 11 is our hear visitors portion. This is the portion of the meeting where members of the public may be heard by the council on any matter which is not listed as a separate item on the agenda.
That's perfect.
So, yes, sir. If you'd like to come up, please. When called to speak, please state your name and address before beginning your comments. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. Under Texas law, the council and staff are not allowed to enter into discussion with you or among themselves during this meeting or take any action other than to provide specific factual information or a recitation of existing applicable policy, and or discuss whether to place the matter on a future council agenda. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Philip Reeder, 434 Woodfall Drive. And I just had this question that came up from the last item, will the city council consider discussing and taking action to add the option on the internet, on the website, to get an audio version of the meetings that we have here for City Council.
Okay.
That's just.
Okay. Thank you. I've taken note of your request, sir. Anybody else to address council? Okay, there being none, I'll close the hear visitors section at 6:40 p.m. Thank you. Item number 12 is our city manager's report. These are briefings or updates that may be provided regarding city services, administrative personnel matters, real estate development, infrastructure events, regulations, community, and intergovernmental relations issues. Mr. City Manager, any report?
No, sir, not tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Can I ask City Manager about something?
Yes.
Absolutely. I believe we're still in the water restriction, and a lot of people have been asking me when they see other people watering at the wrong time, tell me I need to go talk to them. Last thing I'm going to do. I was wondering if maybe we could have our Woodway PD a printout whenever they see somebody watering, not harass them or anything, but maybe just talk to them and say, here's, just in case you don't know, we're still on the water rationing, to maybe help them get in line with those water times. I don't like water rationing, but I understand with the lake the way it is, we need to do what we can do. The other thing was, and this is another thing, it's not me, but one of the citizens has recommended this. They get irritated, of course, about the water rationing, just something we have to live with. But they said, okay, now we've got a splash pad that's going all the time. Now, I'm not one that's wanting to put up a sign saying we can't use it, but I want to just mention it, that some of the citizens has mentioned that maybe it looks wrong to have the splash pad operational during the time we're in the water rationing. Not recommending anything, just passing on information that some citizens have said.
Thank you.
Can I say something?
Of course.
My understanding, and I could be wrong, is that with the splash pad, it's using the same water notes.
Nope, because in Dallas they did that and they got Anebus.
Yeah,
you got a condition. Yeah. I don't
know why. So what they're doing is it's allowing to water other things, which is a benefit still, but still some citizens is going, why is it wrong for us versus, and like I said, it's one of those bad questions that I'm glad the city manager has to deal with and not me. Sorry, boss.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But at any time, if council wants to regulate or stop the splash pad, you know, that's a decision y'all have the authority to make. And the drought contingency, if y'all want to pull out of that, then that's a decision that we can put an agenda item and y'all can discuss it a later day.
Who wants to talk
about Yes, ma'am. Come on up. If you have a question. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't have a question. I just have a suggestion. Diana Palich and a Woodway resident, why not run it put on a notification on the website, we're going to run it this period of day only due to the restriction.
It's regulated.
Oh, it is? So it's not running all day?
If you tried to go, I'm making this time, if you tried to go at 7 o'clock tonight, it's off.
Okay, so it's not running all day.
No, you come on, you've got to hit the button. It runs for maybe 45 seconds or a minute. It stops.
Oh, so it's not running all day.
It's not running all day.
Okay, well,
no.
Tell them to be quiet.
I don't get on the spot.
It does not.
I'll find something else to grab about.
But that does bring up a question, though, when it comes to the water. Although we say rations.
We're not really rations.
The reality is, there is no restriction on how long you can water your lawn.
Just time.
As long as you're watering it during your period of time.
Correct. Yeah. Now, the benefit is I'm real, I have to water mine at that time, and I get out there and make sure it's all right. During that time, you have the least amount of evaporation. So that's, but that's that.
I know a lot of people are losing a lot more water because they're trying to soak it. No,
or water in a tree.
There you go.
Yeah.
Any other questions for the city manager before we move on? Okay. Item number 13 is our city council reports. These are updates that are provided regarding city council committee and liaison assignments. Anybody on the council have any comments? Any updates? Okay. Great. Well, if nobody has anything to say, we'll move on to our closing item, which is considering action on adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, 6:45 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.